KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today, a high of 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A search warrant executed early this morning in Stewart resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges. According to Stewart Police, officers executed the warrant at the residence in the 100 block of Northeast 2nd Street. The search warrant was part of an ongoing investigation into the sales of illegal drugs, including methamphetamine, in the Stewart area. The warrant was particularly important, according to officials, because of allegations that someone involved was distributing methamphetamine to minors. During the search, methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia was recovered. One of the residents, Dylan Scott Rice, was arrested and charged with felony distribution of a controlled substance to persons under 18, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia, the latter two of which are serious and simple misdemeanors. Rice was being held in the Guthrie County Jail on $25,000 bond. A traffic stop in Council Bluffs late Wednesday night resulted in a pursuit and the eventual arrest of a man wanted on a warrant out of Missouri. Police Council Bluffs police say 37-year-old Michael Jones of Council Bluffs, who was wanted for probation violation in Missouri, was arrested just before midnight. In addition to the warrant, Jones was taken into custody for eluding, and he was cited for driving while disqualified, fraudulent use of plates, operation without registration, and no proof of insurance. The incident leading to his arrest began at around 11:40 p.m. when a Council Bluffs police officer attempted to stop a maroon Cadillac DeVille for fraudulent license plates in the 2300 block of Vets Memorial Highway. The vehicle refused to stop as it drove through a construction site on the south side of the highway. The officer discontinued the stop as the vehicle continued south on Gifford Road from Vets Memorial Highway. The officer located the suspect vehicle and the passenger in the 4900 block of Gifford Road. The passenger surrendered without incident and advised that the driver had run away on foot. Council Bluffs Police, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department deputies, and the Iowa State Patrol then set up a perimeter and requested assistance from the Omaha Police Department's K-9 unit. The K-9 responded and assisted in tracking Jones to the backyard approximately 1/2 mile away. Jones was taken into custody after the Omaha K-9 located him hiding behind a swimming pool and under a deck. Police and Council Bluffs arrested a 25-year-old man following an attempted traffic stop, pursuit, and crash Wednesday morning. Officials say Ryan Knight of Council Bluffs faces charges that include theft in the second degree, felony eluding, reckless driving, speeding, having no driver's license or registration. The vehicle he was driving was later reported to have been stolen from the Ameristar Casino parking lot. The incident leading to Knight's arrest began at around 9:23 a.m. Wednesday when a Council Bluffs police officer observed a green Honda Accord near the area of I-29 and North 25th Street. The vehicle entered I-29 southbound at an extremely high rate of speed. The officer was able to catch up to the Accord, checking its speed on radar at 95 in a 55 zone. The officer activated his vehicle's emergency lights and siren, but the vehicle failed to stop while passing a car on the right shoulder. The Accord entered I-480 westbound toward Omaha, and the officer shut down his emergency equipment and then discontinued the pursuit. The vehicle continued at a high rate of speed, and as the officer was exiting 10th Street, he witnessed the Accord crash into the guardrail west of the 10th Street exit. As the officer approached the area of the crash, the suspect, Knight, ran from the vehicle on foot. He crossed the eastbound lanes of I-480, ran down the ramp to the area of 8th and Douglas Streets, where he was taken into custody by the Council Bluffs police. Omaha police also responded and assisted in the arrest of Knight. Also in the news this morning, recent snowstorms have blown in a lot of business for some Iowa stores. The Sioux City Journal reports the stores are seeing a flurry of customers who want to buy new tires for their vehicles and snowblowers. Managers at the Square Tires store in Sioux City say the pace of business hasn't slowed since their first major storm hit the area on November 20th. Lisa Nordstrom, a manager at the Baumgars retail store in Sioux City, says many customers have bought sand tubes to place in the back of their vehicles to make them heavier and less likely to slide on the ice. She said many customers have also bought ice melt and shovels. And in the funeral announcements, Boyd Schroyer, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Boyd Schroyer will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joe Dorsey, age 82, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Joe Dorsey will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Genevieve Kinman, age 92, of Adair, died Monday in Stewart. Funeral services for Genevieve Kinman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Harley Merritt Jr., age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Harley Merritt Jr. will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mabel Clark, age 66, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Mabel Clark will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Historic Saints Center in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Viral Cadwell, age 95, of Manila, died November 25th in Denison. Funeral services for Viral Cadwell will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Gary Doc Lee Kunze, age 70, of Atlantic, died November 23rd in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Doc Kunze will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Donna Ross, age 80, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Donna Ross will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ida McCrory, age 97, of Atlantic, died Monday. Services for Ida McCrory will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Clint Brownlee, age 25, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Clint Brownlee will be Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Matthew Rachel, age 89, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Matthew Rachel will be on Monday at 2:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.